Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The center fielder, Steve Brye. Batting third. The DH, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Money. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Adams. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Sykes. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. One out. Steve Brye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brye hits a line drive into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is hit by the pitch. Staub moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Bob Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball towards left. Kemp settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kemp. Money moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Money scores. Cooper moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Sakata moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Money takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Steve Grilli now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Money moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money scores. Cooper moves to third. It's Brewers, 3, Tigers, 3. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grilli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Adams and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Money hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Bob Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sakata hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp throws the ball into Fuentes who tags Sakata, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wolford scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Brewers. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Bry bunts towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. Chuck Scribner pinch runs for Tito Fuentes. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. Staub reaches second base with a double. Scribner scores. It's 6-4, Brewers. Bob McClure now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Bob Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing second base. Bruce Taylor now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Cooper strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 4 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.